in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the June 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. This evening, we bring you part two of Iron Mike Mbonye's interview with Milutin Mijo-Sredovic, the head coach of Zambia's national football team. Iron Mike says the Serbian tactician has a proud 20-year African coaching career. Coach Micho has guided clubs in Egypt, Uganda, Ethiopia, South Africa, Sudan, and Tanzania, as well as the national teams of Rwanda, Uganda, and Zambia. Coach Micho tells Iron Mike, as he tries to develop Zambian football, he's utilizing video to scout opponents and formulate strategy.
On the other side, I have with myself assistant coach Dusan Stojanovic, that is expert in video analysis, and he has been lecturer on UEFA A license for the video analysis. We are preparing from the respective teams of MTN Zambia Premier Division and Eden University First Division. Teams from each technical team, we want to bring person in charge of video analysis so that we really have the teams setting an attention to the details, going and analyzing opponents' source of vulnerabilities and points of strengths and danger that opponent could cause, that will help respective head coaches to have much better strategy in times to come in Zambian football. In the same moment, we want in two-way traffic approach to have good relations with Zambian coaches and to make them know what are the criteria, standards, and benchmarks that we are setting for each player to be followed, his performance on the field, his behavior out of the field, so that Zambia national team has players that have privilege and not just a right to play for the national team, that are complete personalities that are ready always to serve their respective teams, ready to behave out of the field of play, and ready to represent country and nation in the best possible way. So those are the things that in the starting of the season we are planning to do and we expect to execute, because management and leadership of FAS, President Andrew Ndanga Kamanga, General Secretary Adrian Kashala, have approved our program, and we are looking to execute in days ahead of us, looking to return teams to training, looking to return teams to competition, and trying through football to be a ray of hope and healing of soul of a nation that has been traumatized and tortured by COVID-19, so that we are really messengers of good news.
Is the Chipolopolo ready for all tournaments when football activities resume?
With all the proactive approach that we had during COVID-19, having individual program and following each single player that is in contention to play for Zambia national football team Chipolopolo, we believe that we have started to gain competitive advantage individually when the players return to the training, and later on in competitive action, we believe that we shall continue fighting, following each player in order to gain team competitive advantage, so that later on in the best possible football scenario that could occur, that COVID-19 slowly is being put aside and we go to the new normal and returning to the football competitive season, we are looking forward to African Cup of Nations qualifiers. We are looking in September and October. We are looking towards having chance competition designated for the local-based players in Cameroon. And through those two competition qualifiers for the Africa Cup of Nations, where we want to return in contention for the place to qualify after two times missing 2017 and 2019 to Cameroon 2021 Africa Cup of Nations. And doing well at Chan tournament with local-based players, doing well with in Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers in matches against Botswana, home and away, in the match at home against Algeria and away against Zimbabwe. We want to set the platform that with good performances and results, we want, I like to say, on the wings of confidence to enter in the World Cup qualifiers, where we also have the highest possible ambition, and because we want to grow up as a team in confidence, to be mentally strong, to be physically fit, to be technically and tactically effective, competitive, to enter in World Cup qualifiers against Equatorial Guinea, Mauritania, and Tunisia, where we want to go all the way and qualify for the maiden World Cup that Zambia has never been before.
That's Milutin Micho-Sredovic, the head coach of Zambia's national football team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lusaka, Zambia.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta says the 2015 African Footballer of the Year is facing a big career decision. And Prince joins us now with that story and more football news. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. Arsenal and Gabon superstar Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has said he's yet to make a decision on whether to stay at the club and label it quote-unquote the most important decision of his career. The attacker, who has 17 goals and a single assist in 26 Premier League appearances this season, is out of contract next June, meaning he will be free to start discussing terms with other clubs at the turn of the year. A likelier scenario is that Arsenal are forced to sell him this summer if they cannot agree a new contract for him, with Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain, two of the clubs credited with an interest in the 30-year-old. Aubameyang has been at Arsenal since January 2018 and has been a prolific marksman for the club since, netting 49 goals in only 75 Premier League appearances. In total, the Gabon international has scored 61 times in 97 outings. Arsenal returned to Premier League action with an away trip to Manchester City on June 18th. English professional footballer of Ghanaian descent Kalum Hudson-Odoi has confirmed that the police will take no further action after he was arrested on suspicion of rape last month. The 19-year-old winger was arrested on May 17th after a woman he invited to his home called police and ambulance services and was taken to hospital after reporting that she had been raped. Hudson-Odoi was later released on bail while the investigation continued. The England international wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "I have stayed silent and assisted the police fully throughout the inquiries, as I knew the day would soon come when my name would be cleared. Following a full and thorough investigation, the police have now confirmed they will take no further action." End of quote. Hudson-Odoi, who has 3 England caps and in September signed a new 5-year contract with Chelsea, was also the first Premier League player to test positive for coronavirus. He made a full recovery and returned to training with his Chelsea teammates, who resumed their season with an away trip to Aston Villa on Sunday, 21st June. Bayern Munich Munich moved to within just one win of an eighth straight Bundesliga title as the late Leon Goretzka goal sealed a 2-1 victory over Borussia Mönchengladbach at the Allianz Arena on Saturday. Teenage striker Joshua Zirkzee put Bayern ahead before Benjamin Pavard's own goal leveled for Gladbach. But Goretzka netted his third goal in 5 league games with 4 minutes remaining. Bayern, who could seal the title on Tuesday at Werder Bremen, are on 73 points, with Dortmund, who secured a 1-0 win at Düsseldorf, second on 66 points. Real Madrid resumed their La Liga campaign by marking boss Zinedine Zidane's 200th game in charge with a 3-1 win over Eibar in unusual surroundings. The Bernabeu Stadium is being renovated, and so Real are playing their remaining home games at the Stadio Alfredo Di Stefano at their training ground. Toni Kroos ensured there were no settling in period, driving in a brilliant goal after just 4 minutes. Sergio Ramos and Marcelo scored before halftime in a routine win. Lionel Messi also broke yet another record on Saturday as Barcelona made a winning return in La Liga. The Argentine star scored a goal and grabbed 2 assists, with Barca handing a 4-0 defeat to Real Mallorca. Having netted a goal in the dying minutes, Messi became the only player to score 20 or more goals in 12 consecutive La Liga seasons. Arturo Vidal, Martin Braithwaite, and Jordi Alba also recorded their names on the score sheet to condemn the hosts to stay in the relegation zone. La Liga returned after more than 3 months, becoming the second of Europe's 5 major leagues to resume following the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, sporting greetings. This is 3-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerijie. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and the Africa Center for Disease Control say there are no drugs approved to fight COVID-19. If you have tested positive, talk to a doctor before taking any medicines. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Tanzania became the first African country to resume its National Football League over the weekend in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Samson Omale has more details for us, as well as other African sports news.
In some of the matches played, young Africans, who have been champions a record 22 times, won 1-0 away to Wydad, and Coastal Union overcame a 2-goal deficit to draw 2-2 with visiting Namungo on Saturday. Tanzania suspended the 20-club national championship in mid-March as the COVID-19 outbreak began to wreak havoc. Elsewhere, Burundi were the only African nation to continue playing when the coronavirus pandemic flared and led every other country in the continent to halt their league. And staying with football news, Liverpool and Nigerian winger Taiwo Awoniyi was taken to hospital after suffering a concussion playing for German club Mainz, where he is on loan. The 22-year-old Nigerian had to be taken off on the stretcher after a clash of heads with Augsburg's defender Felix Udokai, which resulted in nasty fall in the first half of his side's 1-0 defeat. Medics put Awoniyi's neck in a brace as they attended to him, with the match delayed for several minutes before he left the field. In athletics, over 40,000 runners took part in the inaugural South Africa organized Comrades Raise the Legends virtual run. The COVID-19 pandemic saw the Comrades Marathon Association opt for an epic virtual race on Sunday. Homemade homage was paid to all legends who have run and have worn the Comrades since its inception 99 years ago. Participants were drawn from 86 countries who participated on Sunday. Cheryl Wien is part of the organizers of the Comrade Race, the Legend Virtual Run.
People ran all sorts of distances. We only had about 1,500 runners doing the actual full 90 kilometers. But, I mean, that's really quite an undertaking to take on a full 90 kilometers all by yourself without the support of the usual 6,000 volunteers that we have outside, out there, you know, sort of seconding and looking after the runners.
Staying with South Africa, Cricket South Africa has terminated the contract of Clive Exton, its former head of sales and sponsor relations, after finding him guilty of transgressions of his serious nature. Exton was suspended in October last year alongside then interim director of cricket Corey Van Zyl and COO Nasai Appiah, and has also faced charges of dereliction of duty relating to unpaid commercial rights fees for players during the inaugural edition of the Mzansi Super League. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Now let's go to Texas, where professional golf's PGA Tour resumed after a three-month break. The AP's Graham Agars reports.
Daniel Berger has celebrated the PGA Tour's return to action after a 91-day lockdown with a playoff victory at the Charles Schwab Challenge at the famed Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Berger fired a final round 66 to finish tied at 15 under with the 23-year-old Colin Morikawa, who came home with a 67. Both players missed the green at the first extra hole, but the 27-year-old Berger secured his third tour win when Morikawa saw his par putt lip out of the hole. Before the lockdown, Berger had already recorded three top 10 finishes. I'm Graham Agars.
I'm Dunachelo Daniel, South Sudanese kickboxer. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America.
Athletes around the world continue to protest last month's death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. VOA's Jim Stevenson has some recent reaction for us.
The death of George Floyd ignited protests in the United States that were echoed throughout much of the world. It reverberated among world athletes who understand the power of sports and its role of healing divides in the past. In Germany, Bayern Munich forward Thomas Müller says athletes look to each other for perspective.
We all try to live in a peaceful world. But I also know everybody lives his life through his own eyes, and that's what we are. Sometimes we have to maybe to look to our teammate, we have to look to the other person and try to share love, and that's what sports can be.
Muller says collectively, athletes show the world how diverse groups of people exist together to pursue common goals and dreams.
Sports always was and is able to share the power, or to try to join to the world, that we are a community and we are strong together, and we have so many different people in the sports. It doesn't matter the color.
4 years ago, National Football League quarterback Colin Kaepernick protested racial injustice by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games. Kaepernick became a free agent, but no team would sign him. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league was wrong for how it had dealt with protests.
We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much-needed change in this country. Without Black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of Black players, coaches, fans, and staff.
Marathon world record holder Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya also echoed his thoughts on the power of sports to bring people together.
I think if all of us become one, then we become one human family. That's the only way to to actually appeal to the world. That's the only way to enjoy the world. But all in all, I want to encourage people to see the world as a beautiful one. This virtual marathon will actually approve the hearts of those who are in America and run this marathon and again come back as one people.
Kipchoge said he supports athletes speaking out against racism and that everybody has a right to express their views. Through sports, he hopes the world can be enjoyed by everyone.
Sport is the only way to make us a family. Sport is the only way to make us brothers and sisters, regardless of the racial, regardless of the color of the skin. But all of us is that we are all human beings and we are all human family. That's the only way to which I can put it and make if all of us become human and become one family.
That's Kenyan athlete Eliud Kipchoge, the reigning Olympic champion and world record holder in the marathon. And thanks to VOA's Jim Stevenson for that report. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, Serbian star and world number one Novak Djokovic has been knocked out of the first leg of his Adria Tour charity tournament on home soil. My VOA colleague, Gwen Uden, has more details for us. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Since opening day of the Adria Tour, fans have filled the makeshift stands of Djokovic's tennis club in Belgrade to watch eight of the top players in tennis battle it out in best of seven games. The world number one came just short of reaching the final on Sunday, but he received a standing ovation from 4,000 fans who were in attendance. After his loss, Djokovic described to reporters how his charity event brought back fond memories of his childhood.
I try to be conscious of my upbringing and my childhood and how it all started for me. So I try to keep the people who gave so much to me in time, energy, and effort into developing me into the player and the person I am. I try to be close to them. And this tennis club here is an epicenter, so to say, of the people getting together from my childhood days and from the players that I used to play with, my former coaches and national captain people, you know, a couple national captains were here.
Austria's Dominic Thiem claimed a first leg victory after he defeated Serbian Filip Krajinovic 4-3, 2-4, 4-2. Afterwards, the world number three said he was happy to cap off his first visit to Serbia undefeated.
This fast four format, I think it keeps the matches close. One little mistake here and there and you already lost a set. But I'm happy with the level I played. I mean, I'm fully in practice since quite a while. I already played seven matches in Austria. But I also have to say that it's something very different with a big crowd. You're a little bit more tight. You want to play better, obviously, because you're not playing only for yourself, but also for them. You want to give them a good show. So I'm super happy that I won all my matches.
The Adria Tour took place in the Serbian capital while international tennis remained suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, the government of Serbia recently lifted lockdown restrictions with a recommendation that people stay 3 feet apart. Serbia has cited better numbers regarding COVID-19 infections compared to other countries. On opening day of his tour, Djokovic said, due to the different circumstance in Serbia, it's difficult to measure how the country combats the virus with that of international standards. Meanwhile, the Adria Tour continues. The second leg will be held next weekend in Croatia. The third leg that was set to take place in Montenegro at the end of the month has been canceled due to the pandemic. However, the final leg of the tour remains on schedule at the beginning of July in Bosnia. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Liverpool and Egyptian football star Mohamed Salah. The two-time African Footballer of the Year is considered one of the best players in the world, And Mo Salah is celebrating his 28th birthday on this Monday. Salah has been Liverpool's leading goal scorer this season with 16 goals as the Reds march toward their first Premier League championship in 30 years. And that wraps up the June 15th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.